So the SEC, huh?
Yeah, it sure is looking that way. Yeah. People are saying that even if LSU were to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, they might not drop past number two. I mean, it could be a rematch anyway, so we'll see.
Out there in Stillwater, they're going,
Well, that game's for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah
now, the winner of that game will likely go to the Fiesta Bowl and be the Big 12 champ. So
interesting.
Yeah, so it means something, but...
And I guess anybody can run the Baylor offense? Is that what we found out?
Yeah, you could even rip a red shirt off of a little toe-headed kid that looks like Opie.
Take somebody out of the stand. Well, of course, again, it was Texas Tech.
Yeah, boy.
Could we have Texas Tech and Kansas play just again?
That'll teach them to beat Oklahoma.
No, because Kansas doesn't have a coach.
That's right. Their coach got fired yesterday.
Okay, and that would be different Hal from the last few weeks.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Boy, can you imagine those resumes are pouring into Lawrence for that.
You know, it wasn't that many years ago.
Where's that big fat guy? What's he doing now?
Speaking of the big fat guy, it wasn't that many years ago that the big fat guy was coaching a game against Missouri, I believe. It was like number one and two in the nation.
Yeah. He was,
you remember that?
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Kansas could have won that game the other day if they had a football team. Anyway. So Stephen Cormery was invited to a midnight backyard bonfire in central New York State. As he approached, he saw the group and had decided to play a prank. And he made animal noises from the woods behind the house to kind of frighten his friends. Now, I don't know what specific animals noises he made, but my guess is it wasn't the cooing of some sort of a bird or some happy noises. After about 5 or 10 minutes of this, it's obvious that Stephen didn't have a lot to do if he wanted to spend five or ten minutes making animal noises in the woods. But after 5 or 10 minutes, one of the partygoers pulled out the shotgun and began shooting at the animals, if you will, in the dark. That's when Stephen started screaming. The alleged shooter ceased fire.
Chase, put that down.
Yeah. He had already pumped.
You're going to put an eye out.
Man. He had already pumped 4 or 5 shots out there, and Stephen was hit multiple times. Yeah. Yeah. That hurt so much. He was. That's right. He was.
We got them all, folks.
He was TNR in the hospital, but you know. Anyhow, and
for him, it sounds like his quote unquote friend was using birdshot,
something like that, and don't know what the distance was or anything like that. Anyway, shotgun toting guy was charged with reckless endangerment, and Stephen was presented with Stupidity of the Day Award. I'm going to stand in the dark and make animal noises. Nothing bad could come from that.
Shouldn't people like that go to the back of the line,
information at
the hospital?
And they might have been partying. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because after all, when you have a bonfire in the middle of the backyard in New York State, I'm sure they're drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they took the Kool-Aid on.
Or root beer or something like that.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
The most spectacular furniture sale is happening at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Save up to 20% during our 48-hour sale going on right now. That's right, 20% off everything in the store. Save on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, sofas, recliners, mattresses, and accessories. Or get 24-month, no interest, no down payment financing. Everything is priced at 20% off for the sale. But you have to hurry in for the sale and save up to 20% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store of College Station. The clock is ticking, so hurry in. See store for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's November the 28th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is, of course, National French Toast Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, oui, oui.
Really?
French Toast Day.
Well.
Do we call that anything in that period when we weren't saying French fries? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think we called it freedom toast or
surrender toast.
Question is, do you make French toast at home or do you only eat it when you go out?
I only eat it when I go out.
Oh, no, we make it at home.
It's a good way to get rid of old bread, probably.
Soak it in butter and fry it.
Yeah, put some milk, eggs in there.
Yeah, you gotta put some eggs in there.
Oh,
sure.
Excuse me, sorry. Obviously, I've never made it.
Yeah.
Well, you just
know that you order it magically comes out of that kitchen, right?
Well, most of the time, I couldn't tell you the last time I had French toast that I didn't find it on a buffet. I was like, oh, look, French toast.
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah.
And the only way I know it's French is because the syrup's right next to it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, so I'm supposed to put this on there.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe some powdered sugar on there, you know.
No, that'd be asking too much. You and I obviously don't you die at the high-end breakfast buffets, I assume.
Well, and there are moisture questions there, too, if all you do is put some sort of a compote or powdered sugar on it.
Compote?
Scott's at the really high-end breakfast place.
That's a fancy word for jelly. For preserves.
My preserves come in mason jars at my house.
I understand.
So.
Yeah. But,
there you go.
Yeah, I think buffets are about the only place. Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
we've talked about
Scott,
that.
Scott's eating at the breakfast buffet. He's got them waffle, the omelet stations.
Yeah, exactly. Let me have some. Oh, here, put some of that in there, too.
Oh, wait, I didn't want that. Start over.
Yeah, okay.
Anything else we're celebrating?
Cyber Monday, but we already knew about
there
that.
There you
told
go.
Us about that.
Birthdays today. Berry Gordy Jr. turns 82 years old. He's the Motown founder, of course. Singer Randy Newman is 68 years old. Think about short people, didn't he?
He did.
He still love L.A.?
Yeah, I love L.A. He's that guy, too. Yeah.
There you go. Paul Schaefer, the musician, who's the band leader of the David Letterman show, is 62 years old. Actor Ed Harris turned 61 today. Actor Judd Nelson turns 52 years old. And John Stewart's birthday is today. He turns 49 years old.
The news source for an unfortunately large group of people.
Yeah, there you go. And that's really all. Boy, there's a wrestler here. A ballet dancer, excuse me.
Toe dancer.
Alexander Gutunov.
Right.
Yeah, he defected
from
Russia.
Sounds more like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, defected from Russia.
Well,
he's 62.
Yeah, and he was the guy, if you'll remember, who had the long, blonde, stringy hair there in Die Hard, who got end up hung by a chain.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Yeah,
that's
Alexander Gutunov.
Well, there's a pleasant thought first.
Yeah. Sure, just that's who he'd be, though.
That's
and
he'd be.
Gary Hart?
Ah, didn't have him.
Gary.
Yeah, take a ride on a boat there.
Gary's 75 years old.
Yeah, here, take my picture with this girl.
Again.
No, maybe you better not.
He was well on his way to getting the nomination.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He was the leader.
Now, he wouldn't have beaten Reagan, but he was still well on his way.
He was. once again, just the, at that time, the latest episode of a continuing saga. That has continued, obviously, and reached to a higher office.
A womanizing politician?
What are the chances?